Lesson 2. The Canary Bird. Are you fond of birds? Perhaps you have one at home. It is very cruel to keep such birds as sparrows or swallows in cages, because these birds like better to fly about in the open air. But there is a small yellow bird called the canary, which we may keep in a cage, if we are kind to it, for if we let it fly away, it would soon die in this cold country of ours. It is better that it should live in a warm house. The canary and other birds have bones and muscles very much like those in our own bodies. Their bones, however, are hollow and very light. This makes it easy for them to fly. See how the canary is clothed. It is covered with feathers. Some of them are long, and these are used for flying. The others are short and serve to keep the bird warm. All birds have two legs and two arms, but these arms are not like ours. We call them wings, and the birds use them for flying. Look at the canary's foot. It has one strong toe behind and three toes in front. This foot is just the right shape for holding firmly to the branch or perch on which the canary sits. So the canary is called a perching bird. It cannot walk as we do, but hops or jumps along the ground. What a strong beak the canary has! With its beak, it splits open the seeds on which it feeds. And do you see its bright eyes, looking like black beads? The canary has a rather long tail, and this tail helps steady the bird and to guide it when it flies. The canary builds a nest of wool, hair, or moss, and in this nest the mother bird lays her eggs. Then she sits on the eggs to keep them warm. In 13 days the young birds come out of the eggs, and the mother and father feed them many times a day. Why do we keep canaries? Is it because they look so pretty with their yellow and green feathers? But still more because they have such a sweet song. Keep your canary's cage clean, and give the bird fresh water to drink, and seed to eat every day. Then it will repay you by its sweet singing all day long.